You are in a time now when certain internal shifts are going to need to be made, and some of them are a bit challenging, not to your mind, but to the other aspects of your being. You are not accustomed to knowing that what you know and what you are can rule. That is a new concept. You know about the battle. You know what has run over you. You know all about that. But we need to update our pictures of who we are. We need to bring those pictures into the present moment, and we need to align them with the power of the universe. It is time for you to rule, and that does not mean ruling over. That means ruling inside of yourself, so that you remember your own power. So that you remember that you know what you know, and that it is right to know what you know, that it is good. And in this coming time, as we begin to put together the country you live in, the societal structure that is coming apart in so many places, it is imperative that you remember that you have the capacity to rule. That is not an impositional word, although you have seen it used in that way. But what we are saying is that rather than saying, isn't this a good idea, and then collapsing your own energy, we must move to the place where we know what is a good idea, and we hold it. And we hold it and follow through with it because it is good. Not because it is perfect or because it is the only idea, none of that. But it is really time for mastery to enter woman. Because the mastery of woman is going to be needed so much in the time that you are entering. Now then, we would like to speak to you about some of the patterns that may oppose that, which you may run into in your life. And that is, it is a good idea. Does everyone else think it is a good idea? That particular question is what we are going to call a question of collapse. Because while you are outside of your own energy, your own mastery, then your power flows out. And it is then quite difficult to draw that energy back in and to hold in the way that you really want to hold. So here is we are simply going to mention a few of these so we can speak about them together later. This is good, and this is what is true. Does anyone have a better idea? You see, that is a kind of collapse as well. This does not mean you cannot say, I welcome anything you would like to bring to my idea, anything you would like to offer, I would be happy to hear it, but I do not leave my center. I do not leave my mastery of something to give energy to you so that you will feel better. So these are things that we are going to need to in essence clean up. Because the most powerful thing is to know and to hold what we know and to stay in alignment with what we know. And the third thing we would mention here is that when we are opposed, we do not need to go into fear. We need, in our fullness, to simply be able to hear opposition and to evaluate it. We cannot underline this too strongly, because for woman to restore her own power, this evaluative process is one that she needs to reclaim. Which is to say, someone is angry or opposing or whatever is happening, certainly you can hear it, you can evaluate it, but you cannot leave your center and your mastery in order to do that. It is time for power to return to us, and it should return to us in our own way. Which is to say that no two of us will do this exactly in the same way. However, the commonality that we do have is how we move energetically. So someone is upset, someone is not getting their way, someone is stomping their foot, and they are not bringing into the process anything of value. They are simply dragging their wound to the table. Now, the ability to identify that process, to stay in your own mastery, to evaluate it, but quite frankly, not to respond to it. To evaluate it, to know about it, but not to leave yourself, to try to make it better. Here is a part of feminine power that we all want to regain, a way of being that we all want to become familiar with, so that as the time needs more of this kind of power and balance, we are able to walk with it. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Inhale love. Exhale fear. Where your breath goes, let love go. Inhale freedom. Exhale burden. Become aware of your connection to the universe. Feel your crown open and feel the golden light in which you were created above your head, flowing down into your body. Let the golden light mingle with your thoughts and bring those thoughts to a strong, fine present time, a time in which you know who you are. You know that you are supported by the universe. You know that you are loved. And feel that golden light flow into your third eye, making you able to know, to see deeply, to know without judgment what you need, what is true for you, what is good for you. Feel the flow of golden light down through your body and into your throat. Feel the golden light in your throat begin to heal your communication center so that anything you might be saying to yourself from the past, from a time before you had power, before you knew who you were, feel all of that communication leaving your body, freeing the communication center to speak what is true and what is right and what is good. Feel the flow of golden light down through your body and into your heart center. And let the golden light fill your heart and heal your heart. And make your heart able to grow again, to expand, to move you to beautiful new places, to fill you and protect you. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the solar plexus. And let the golden light displace all the emotions that come from other times, other places, before you learn to feel what is true because you are true. Feel the flow of golden light down through your body and into the second center. Feel the golden light displace any fear, any judgment, any old shame that no longer belongs with who you are. Feel all of that leave. And let the second center simply become the center that cleanses. As things happen in your life, are evaluated, cleansed, removed, allow the second center to do that service for you. Feel the flow of golden light down through your body, into the root. And feel the golden light strengthen the root so that your power to create what it is that you wish to create in the way that you wish to create it begins to grow. Begins to build, begins to make you strong and energized, clear and wise. Now bring your attention into your heart center and see the heart Begin to take the energy that you have brought to light all through your body and make you powerful and joyful and creative. And in the center of your heart, see that a gift has been left for you. Rest your mind. Know your gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.